CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Aunt Effie, was that someone at the door?
Yes, Mrs. Houston.
Mrs. Houston? Know the way the living room looks?
I know it. You'd better come in, dear. I didn't know what to do. I just left her standing in the hall. Shall I fix some coffee?
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Honestly, wouldn't you know? Well, Mrs. Houston. Nice you dropped in.
Well, I was going past. I can't stay but a minute.
Well, come on in the living room. I must apologize. Well, a mess.
My goodness. What happened?
Stereo.
I beg your pardon?
My husband, like all hi-fi people, decided our old one wasn't good enough. So he's putting in stereo. It's hi-fi, really, but stereophonic sound has more depth.
Well, I've heard of it.
He was putting it in his den in there, but the fellow that's helping him decided it would sound better out here in the living room with the two speakers in those window alcoves that make the better baffle, sounding board.
Well,
those various things stuck in the bookcase are the amplifiers and the preamp and the tuner and the record changer over there. I guess he's going to get something from all the tubes, you know, eventually. I mean, they won't show. And all these holes that he drilled for the wires.
Yes. Well, isn't that interesting? We have a phonograph. Goodness, we must have had it 15 or 20 years. But it still sounds just lovely.
Probably as good as this. Well, I haven't heard this yet, but I will tonight. It'll be hooked up.
Coffee will be ready in a few minutes.
Oh, fine.
Shall we have it in the dining room or sit huddled together in the middle of the room here? Did you explain?
No, I haven't gotten to the furniture yet. Mm-hmm. I promise not to move the sofa and chairs back, Mrs. Houston, until I've heard this stereo. Apparently, you have to sit in the middle of the room to get the full effect.
Everybody has to sit in the middle of the room?
Well, I guess so. Wasn't that the idea, Anthony?
I don't know, dear. Frankly, if you were my husband and made a shambles like this of my living room... Look,
oh, you stop.
Don't trip over all those wires. Here, sit down there. I'll get the coffee.
Well, I guess if you're a real music lover, it's worth it.
Oh, yes. Dear. Oh,
I seem to be sitting on something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Houston. It's a soldering iron. And I'll take that saw and the hammer, too.
Well, stereo certainly sounds interesting.
Then, having nearly fallen flat on her face, tripping over the wires of the record changer, poor Mrs. Houston.
Then we sat here having coffee with the furniture the way you and this Bill put it.
You'll have to admit, we cannot have the living room this way permanently. I'm sure you didn't mean that. Not seriously.
Sweetheart, if the stereo was in the living room, you have to sit in the middle to hear it. I mean, don't make me go through all that again, please. In fact, let's have some dinner.
You didn't plan to leave the furniture arranged in this senseless way?
Darling, it is not senseless if you put money into stereophonic sound and want to hear it properly. You certainly don't expect to move that heavy sofa every time and ruin the carpet, for one thing, dragging the furniture around every time you want to listen to music.
I'm not going to leave the sofa here. It looks terrible. Now, if we have to sit in a certain spot to hear stereo, we'll bring in the dining room chairs, the straight dining room chairs, and just line them up. And we'll sit on that.
It'd be pretty funny. Somebody looked in the window and saw us all just sitting in a line on straight chairs in the middle of the living room. I wonder what they think.
Well, I know what I think right now. I'm thinking of the hours and the money we spend on our nice living room, selecting just the right furniture and the slip covers, draperies, wallpaper, lamps.
Now, look, I...
The whole room was designed around our fireplace arrangement. And now you and this Bill Newton, I mean, here's my home. But you let this Bill tell you where to put the stereo and then where to put the furniture.
Darling, Bill is an expert on hi-fi and stereo.
Oh, expert.
He
knows. He listens to everybody. You do. You listen to everybody. We had a perfectly good hi-fi. No, no. You know, you hi-fi people are all alike. You are never satisfied. You get something and you're crazy about it. And the next week, suddenly it's no good. There's something better.
All right, now you just wait until you hear this. Bill is coming over to hook it up properly, and you'll hear it tonight.
lamb chops are going to be ruined.
Turn the broiler completely off, Aunt Effie. Turn it off.
Well, maybe that Bill Newton is expecting to stay for dinner.
Oh, no, no. Dear, can I see you a minute?
Yeah.
Dear!
You think people would go home when they know it's dinner time.
Dear!
No, Bill, that's the whole point, especially with the record chick over there.
Dear! Can I see you at the minute, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Excuse me a minute, will you, Bill?
What? What's the matter? What's the matter?
What's the matter? The lamb chops will be ruined.
What?
Dinner is ready. Now, isn't Bill finished hooking up the speakers?
Bill? Oh, yeah, he's finished. We were just talking.
Well, is he expecting to stay for dinner?
No. I told you that before. No, he's just leaving.
I know you told me that before, but he doesn't go.
There isn't enough to ask him for dinner. Only two lamb chops apiece.
No problem. He's just going now. In fact, come on in, both of you. I want you to hear how it sounds.
Yeah, well, we'll listen
then.
After dinner, dear.
No. Come on in now, would you please? Come on.
Oh, listen. Well, come on, Aunt Effie.
Well, why don't we listen after dinner? I'll call Betsy and Bobby in from outdoors so they can wash their hands.
No, come on. He's all excited about his stereo, and we've waited so long now, a few more minutes won't matter. And I am curious to hear how this stereo sounds.
Well, it's just music. It can't sound that much different.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Come on, Aunt Effie.
Oh, my goodness. It seems to me when dinner is ready...
Okay.
Well,
okay, Bill. Goodbye. Well, okay, you want to hear it?
Well, yes, dear, for just a second.
What do you mean, just a second?
Well, dinner's been ready for half an hour.
Oh, yeah, that'd be not going. Sit down, will you?
No!
Not sit right there on the sofa, right in the middle, so you get the full effect.
Come on.
I never saw so much fuss over music. I can remember the old phonograph we had at home. You had to wind it up by hand, and my goodness, we thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, well, wait till you get a load of this, boy. Now, you understand what stereophonic sound is, don't you, Aunt Effie?
Well, just play the record, dear. I'm hungry.
No, wait a minute. First, I want you to understand it. Now, just listen. Stereophonic sound is three-dimensional. The impression created right here in our own living room is just as though the orchestra were right here.
Uh-huh. Did you turn the potatoes off?
Yes.
Now, the sound of the instruments comes to your ears exactly where it originated when recorded, see? So that if in the concert hall the sound of the violins is heard originating from the left and the brass is from the right, that illusion is recreated right here. You see? I mean, with those two speakers. See, right and left, you get depth.
You also get a messed up living room.
Play the record, dear. I'm anxious to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay, I might as well. Now, boy, I tell you, this is really thrilling. Really thrilling. Now, listen to this. Listen. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'll start a little further in here so you can get the full effect. There. Now, listen. What?
What is it? The name of the music.
Petrushka by Stravinsky. Listen to it, huh?
I don't know what you said.
Petrushka by Stravinsky.
Why don't you play something we know?
Listen, will you? There. Isn't that magnificent?
Why is he playing something Russian?
It has nothing to do with Khrushchev, Aunt Effie. Just listen.
The lamb chops will be so bright up.
Listen, now listen. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, I can't tell with that. There's no melody to it. Why don't you play something we know?
Because I don't have any stereo records yet. Bill brought me one of his.
Well, I don't care much for it. I like something with a tune.
When you listen to it, I... Look, I'm sorry, Aunt Effie, but please, I mean, just listen.
Well, it's very, very nice. Now, let's go eat. Uh-huh. Well, that was very nice. Now, let's eat. Will I call the children in?
Yes. If you will, Aunt Effie. Yeah, thank you.
No, I still like something you can hum.
She likes something you can hum.
Now, dear.
How'd you like it? Isn't it wonderful, really?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh? Now, what do you mean, uh-huh?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, I can't see any difference. I mean, it sounds just like the hi-fi phonograph we had.
Wait.
Oh, now, don't close your eyes and look cut to the quick.
This is stereophonic sound. Stereophonic sound.
I don't care if it's supersonic sound. I want my living room furniture back the way it should be. I don't care whether I get the lows or the highs where I should, or the violins or the brasses in the right place, or if the oboe or the piccolo is coming from upside down. The point is...
The point is, dinner is long past being ready. Now, do you want lamb chops from the right or the left?
Go ahead, Need. I'm not hungry.
Dear.
I'm not hungry. Hello, Bill. Yeah, look, I hope I didn't call you too late. I don't know. No, look, I've been playing it all evening. It's just been magnificent. And all of a sudden, the darn thing must have blown a fuse or something. The lights are out all over the house. Yeah, I thought maybe the wiring we did on the amplifier was... No, it's not too late for me if you want to take a run over.
Bill doesn't need to come over.
Wait. Hold on a minute, Bill. Gee, honey, I'm sorry. I guess I blew a fuse. I thought you were all asleep. I didn't know you were...
Asleep? With that racket?
Oh, racket. Did you hear that, Bill? Racket, she says. Yeah, boy, I tell you, with this glorious reproduction that we get...
Can I put it back on?
Just a minute, Aunt Effie!
Hold on a minute, will you, Bill? Where's Aunt Effie?
In the basement.
In the basement? What's she doing in the basement?
Do you promise either to stop playing that music or keep it turned down?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. I have asked you politely for nearly 5 hours to turn it down. Now, at dinner, we were nearly blasted out of our chairs. Then you woke Bobby. Aunt Effie put cotton in his ears and rocked him to sleep. Betsy couldn't even get to sleep. Now, I like music as well as anyone.
What did you do?
I went down and threw the master switch.
Did you hear that, Bill?
All right, Aunt Effie, throw it back on!
Yeah. Okay, Bill, I'm very sorry I called you. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Now, you don't need to get mad. I don't think music needs to be played at top volume to be appreciated. Betsy said she could hear it way down to the Elwins. Even our dishes rattled.
What? You and Aunt Effie, always saying you love
music.
That's
another thing. Yeah. That's another thing. While Aunt Effie is here visiting, can't you play music that has more... Well... What she says, tune to it.
Oh, tune.
Well, melody then, like Tchaikovsky. All these modern things by Bartok or Hindemith, Alban Berg or Schoenberg, they don't do a thing to Aunt Effie. Or all this hot Dixieland jazz.
Oh, I must say it's nice to be able to hear oneself think again. After all that, well, you could hardly call what you were playing music.
Yeah, well, what would you like to hear, Aunt Effie?
Well... You did have a lovely record that had the lost chord on it and Roses of Picardy and Pale Hands I Love Beside the Shelly Bar.
Oh, Aunt Effie, that was an old 78. We gave that to a rummage sale.
No, I kept a few in a box in the attic. I know just what she means. I'll get it.
I'll help you look, dear. Be nice to hear some really pretty ones.
My brand new stereo, and I wind up playing an old 78.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.